Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 11, starting in verse 11 and ending in verse 24. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Did God's people stumble and fall beyond recovery? Of course not. They were disobedient, so God made salvation available to the Gentiles. But he wanted his own people to become jealous and claim it for themselves. Now if the Gentiles were enriched because the people of Israel turned down God's offer of salvation, think how much greater a blessing the world will share when they finally accept it. I am saying all this especially for you Gentiles. God has appointed me as the apostle to the Gentiles. I stress this, for I want somehow to make the people of Israel jealous of what you Gentiles have, so I might save some of them. For since their rejection meant that God offered salvation to the rest of the world, their acceptance will be even more wonderful. It will be life for those who were dead. And since Abraham and the other patriarchs were holy, their descendants will also be holy, just as the entire batch of dough is holy because the portion given as an offering is holy. For if the roots of the tree are holy, the branches will be, too. But some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel, have been broken off. And you Gentiles, who were branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. But you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. You are just the branch, not the root. Well, you may say, those branches were broken off to make room for me. Yes, but remember those branches were broken off because they didn't believe in Christ, and you are there because you do believe. So don't think highly of yourself, but fear what could happen. For if God did not spare the original branches, he won't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is severe toward those who disobeyed, but kind to you if you continue to trust in his kindness. But if you stop trusting, you also will be cut off. And if the people of Israel turn from their unbelief, they will be grafted in again, for God has the power to graft them back into the tree. You, by nature, were a branch cut from a wild olive tree. So if God was willing to do something contrary to nature by grafting you into his cultivated tree, he will be far more eager to graft the original branches back into the tree where they belong. Once again, that was Romans, chapter 11, verses 11-24 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The Lord has a plan for all people to be saved. Paul understood his part of the plan as an apostle to the Gentiles. He believed that the fruit of his ministry would cause his fellow Jews to be jealous of God's work in the nations, moving them to repentance, as we read in verse 14. He loved his fellow Jews and longed for their salvation, even as they persecuted him. He also warned his non-Jewish believers not to become arrogant or look down upon the Jews. Their heritage is the root of the tree, and the Gentiles have been grafted in, as Paul wrote in verse 18. Unfortunately, many Christians throughout history have ignored these words. Those who believe in Christ are grafted into the family tree of Abraham, as it is written in verse 17. People sometimes think that Jesus started another religion. He didn't. There is one tree of faith that is open for all who trust in Christ. Jesus fulfilled the promises to Abraham and the entire Old Testament, and opened the way for those outside of Abraham's descendants to be part of God's family. This means even if you don't have Jewish ancestry, you are part of Abraham's family of faith. You can read his story as the story of your family's legacy. The story of the Bible is the story of your family, how God loves this world and has opened a way of hope for all who will trust and follow him. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you rejoice in God's salvation without becoming conceited or condescending? Why is it important to read the Old Testament as part of your family history? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.